Britain.
Children in care. Higher costs, worse treatment. The state is struggling to perform one of its most basic functions.
Jade Barnett learned that she was being moved from foster care into a children's home a few years ago when she saw her possessions in the back of a taxi. The children's home turned out to be near Blackpool in northwest England, 330 kilometres from London, where she grew up, and where the social workers, who were meant to be looking after her, were based. She expected to stay in the home for 2 weeks. It turned into 1.5 years. Some 84,000 children in England are in the care of local authorities because their parents cannot look after them for one reason or another. In an extremely centralised country, it is one of the few important responsibilities that those institutions still have. Every year, councils spend more money on the children in their care. Every year, the system serves the country's most vulnerable children less well. Adult social care, including nursing homes for the old and frail, is notorious for straining local authorities' budgets. But spending on children in care is rising at a faster rate, says Roger Goff, the leader of Kent County Council. In England as a whole, local authorities spent more than £7 billion, that's $8.6 billion, on looked-after children in the 2022-23 fiscal year, a 36% increase in real terms compared with 2015-16. That squeezes budgets for everything else, including help for families not yet in crisis. Over the 10 years to 2023, the number of children in care swelled by 23%, or by 16% if you do not count unaccompanied children seeking asylum, whose numbers have risen recently. And the children who enter the care system are becoming older and needier. Whereas young children tend to live with foster carers, older ones are more likely to end up in children's homes. Some require intensive, round-the-clock attention. Caring for them can be costly, sometimes amazingly costly. The Local Government Association estimates that in the 2018-19 fiscal year, England had 120 children who were each costing local authorities at least £10,000 per week. By 2022-23, the number had jumped to 1,500. One explanation is that local authorities are now looking after some teenagers who might once have ended up in psychiatric wards or young offenders institutions. Over the past 2 decades, the number of children in custody has gone from 2,800 to around 400, reflecting not only less youthful offending, but also a growing reluctance to lock them up. But the main reason for the increase in costs is economics. It's simply a supply and demand issue, says Stuart Ashley, the head of Children's Services for Hampshire County Council. England has too few foster carers and too few children's homes. Councils end up competing for scarce places, with predictable consequences. England has a mixed model of care. In Scotland, the state plays a bigger role. About half of children are placed in foster care by independent agencies, which charge local authorities for their services. 4/5 of children's homes are privately run. To judge by the ratings they receive from inspectors, private homes are no worse than state ones. But they're often in the wrong places, because firms tend to build them where property is cheap. Northwest England has fewer inhabitants than London, but it has 746 children's homes compared with 164 in the capital. Hence Miss Barnett's long journey to Blackpool. She felt thoroughly out of place there. As a black woman in a mostly white neighbourhood, she was so unusual that people occasionally asked to touch her hair. When permission was needed for something, it was not always possible to reach her social worker. By the time she became an adult and returned to London, she had lost touch with friends and relatives. Some children are repeatedly uprooted as local authorities scramble to find suitable places. Taylor, a young man from southern England, was pulled out of one town and into another in the year that most children take their GCSE exams at school. Partly as a result, he has none. He cycled through foster care, a psychiatric hospital, a children's home, and supported accommodation. They're moved around like chess pieces, says Catherine Sachs-Jones, the chief executive of Become, a charity. It would help greatly if Britain had more foster carers. Most kids in care need to be in foster care, says Andy Smith, the president of the Association for the Development of Children's Services, who also works for Derby City Council. The number of fostering households is falling, perhaps because of growing competition for spare rooms from renters and adult offspring who cannot afford to move out. Mr. Smith says that he has had to place 7- and 8-year-olds in residential care, something that was unthinkable until recently. But the immediate need is for more children's homes. And the immediate reason more children's homes are not created is that the planning system makes it hard. Permission is often required to convert a house into a children's home. Sometimes the police are the ones to object. An application for a children's home in Dudley was rejected in January after the West Midlands Police pointed out that it was a high crime area and that children in care homes sometimes run away and are preyed upon by drug trafficking gangs. Try to create a children's home in a quieter area, though, and people raise other objections. In February, Wyre Council in Lancashire rejected an application to turn a house in a cul-de-sac into a home for 2 children and 3 carers. It feared that cars would park by the roadside, harming visual and highway amenity, and that existing residents might be disturbed by talking and noise from car doors. It mentioned that it had received 65 letters of objection to the home. Suffer the little children? No thanks.